Oh, golly. What a time, what a time. Well, really all I'm going to say today, I mostly am recording because it's been a long time since I made a recording. One recording made January 2026, and this is my first one for February, and it's phase 19. So it's like, well, what's going on? What's up in the big world? And you go, well, I don't know. I feel pressured, but that also that also means that I can't handle too much when it gets right down to it. You know, people say, oh, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of crap going on. I think most situations say that a good, competent worthwhile person is somebody who works under pressure. And I'm not a fan of this at all. Many, many time pressures are mostly artificial. Although I can't say that. There's plenty enough of them that really are kind of tied to being in the right place at the right time. And someone having the oil already determined what that time should be or is. I don't know. Work is interesting in a certain sort of way. All right. Seems like everything at work has settled down again for the moment. I'm trying to put a hook here in the roof of the truck to hold up my visor. It was weighed down by being attached to a monitor, HDMI monitor, a little 7-inch one. That connects to my little Petewee computer that I just need to leave in this vehicle. Because I keep taking it inside the house for charging. I don't really use it in there particularly. I've got other equipment I can use at home. Anyway, so still getting my eye out in the field set up working well. I've got a full computer system, keyboard, mouse, pretty good monitor. Wi-Fi hotspot through the phone. Of course, I've got two. I've got a work rig too. Been working on this for a little while. Getting rid of the lousy paste job that I tried to do. I'm scraping it off now. because I think I want to use some kind of a quick-acting epoxy. I don't have a lot of time to sit, just hold something up for like a half an hour cure time, or, well, not the cure time, but a set time. Of course, the problem is this thing is heavy, and, I might try to work on it Saturday. Don't rush anything particularly. End up doing something kind of dumb. That doesn't mean that I need to go into Clovis, I think. Although Tucumcari has stuff, it's usually just the bargain basement stuff, and I may need something better than that. Oh. So anyway, I've been called as the Temple and Family History Leader at our little tiny ward in Tucumcari. I'm just starting to kind of figure some things out about that. So, now I'm using the knife on this. Glue job. So I think it's working a lot better. Getting this residue off of here. Because I know if I have residue on it, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work very well. Now I'm magnetizing this this blade I've got. Oh, I was thinking of a family reunion at some point. At least it just happened to pick up someone who was in the Family History Center doing stuff. She's bored. They didn't have all the pages. Very annoying. And she was looking at all these things. It was like, you know, she's not saying, well, what do we want to do? Because several people are just going to have to be flown in to make this work. Because not very many people have the resources to up and go. Last little one our family had was when we took our family photo, and then Shayna told everybody that she was not going to be part of the family anymore. Isn't that wonderful, you know, handing herself over to the trans agenda? She found herself, or whatever, I don't know. But that was our last get together. So this kind of booklet-y thing that Lisa found, boy, it was talking about a lot of exotic stuff like paying family dues and stuff like that for these kind of get-togethers. If they needed to happen every year or so, and you're going, oh my gosh, you need to turn into this huge production. And it's like, oh yeah, this is Utah writ large. Oh my gosh. Well, that feels a lot better. Oop, okay. Now there isn't a lot of that going on. Oh. Not drawn very straight. But luckily I'm on a back road. Although there's lots of traffic today, Oh my gosh. Anyway, so. Alright, I think I've got my gluing surface cleaned off enough that I could do, I could do some epoxying on this. Well, I'm gonna play a little bit all the time. Well, anyway, you know, I've got a roughed up patch up here on the kind of the ceiling above the above the visor. The actual hook goes through the visor so that you can kind of stick a stick or some kind of toothpick or something more extravagant than that in the visor to hold it up. Because this thing's really heavy and it's really floppy. It's just a really kind of silly looking piece of equipment. Anyway, okay, we got it. Fun day in paradise, I tell you. I put down some notes in prophecy. This is a scene where Molson and Davor are being brought before the matriarchal council, and it's being done by kind of the commoner sheriffs, because they really don't know what to do with them. And there's no real evidence. You know, they say, well, I'm a lady. You know, Molson is a lady, kind of. And Davor is a consort. Now, Davor can prove it because he's branded as a consort. And, of course, the sheriffs don't know what to do. They don't really have the authority to be in the presence of the ducal court, which has only recently had any kind of power and authority, which is problematic. Okay, Samantha is the matriarch now. And she's, of course, the head of the matriarchal court, council, matriarchal council. This is all tough because it's got all these different things. The ducal court is the high ladies. You know, the queen, maybe, but she deigns to be there. The high princess. Okay, the queen this time is Yvette. The High Princess at this time is Michiana. The various occupational princesses, you know, the Princess of Fish, of this, of that, aquaculture and such, they all serve on this court, but it's really very much just a... It only recently has become anything more than kind of a planning council for pageants. I think there's still an element of that, but now there's actually business to conduct and things to do and decisions to be made. All these things used to be able to be done by, or were all done by the matriarchal council. But in the intervening 20 years here between Well, if sin does escape, and now there's been some shifts, not huge ones, but shifts nonetheless. Things the matriarchal council didn't really want to mess with. Back in the day, the matriarchal council controlled everything and then ignored things it didn't want to handle. Now it's gotten a little more organized. It might be a point of Samantha or a predecessor of hers and what they're really about. Samantha has since gotten tired of trying to make what should be, making the legend and the justification for ladies real. She's grown weary of it. She used to be something of a true believer in the whole idea of, ladies have their status because they only give birth to other ladies. She was trying to be quasi-scientific about, number one, that wasn't actually true, but that's okay. The most important thing is that the perception that these things work this way was what was important. Either the getting rid of the male children of ladies, certainly not talking about them, and her and Samantha's early genetic work trying to find the perfect lady to pair up with the perfect consort to make the legend a reality. She's given up on this. And that she's not even really willing to put forth particular effort to make this happen. Now, Corin, which was her newest protege, in the escape story, is now her. I guess you'd call her right hand man. Is a high matron. Really wants Samantha's spot. Not really sure if she's gotten to the point to where she's ready to get rid of Samantha somehow before Samantha gets rid of her. To ascend the matriarchy herself, she's probably working harder on trying to manipulate Michiana. She is at least entitled the matron of Michiana's household, and I don't think she and Michiana get along well at all. And Michiana is taking advantage of the confusion, I guess, to assert her own authority, trying to be her own woman. So anyway, you kind of know what this whole milieu is here. Lowe's decides to use this opportunity before the matriarchy to talk about Kiami religion, the religion of the mariner. and the things that came out of that. Of course, the group has no interest in this, especially Corin. But she is enough. She is, you know, all these matrons and the matriarch and the high matrons, they all got to their place not by being particularly dismissive, but trying to always find the opportunity to take advantage of something. And the situation with Melisandre may provide this. Samantha's no fool. She never has been. But she's just weary. Just weary of the whole situation. On some level, if Corin tried to get rid of her, tried to kill her, which is the only way to get rid of her, is, if Corin was doing that, to try to take her spot, to some level, Samantha may not really care, on some level, like I said. Anyway, the scene is set here. The sheriff bring in Moles and Davor. Davor's being brought in because they don't know exactly what they're supposed to do with this man who's a consort. He is still of a high level. Ladies still trade in consorts. So he's in a weird situation. The sheriff's supposed to bring him to the matriarchal council because they don't know what to do with them. They're pretty sure they don't have any particular authority to actually act. Bowles says she's a lady. There's nothing really to prove that. She really doesn't have very good clothes. They might have been nice once upon a time, but they're not anymore. They hang on her like they were made for somebody else. Because she's kind of haggard. Not being fed very well. Out of character. So she doesn't look very healthy. And so, yeah, these two are being brought there. And, of course, they're being questioned. Corin recognizes Melisandre first, and of course, the old hatred, right? The old schoolgirl hatred she had for her, because she made poise look effortless, and Corin couldn't. And she had to work so hard, she would often lose some moles, and that really upset her. To the point to where, you know, she was perfectly willing to get rid of her somehow. This wasn't a problem for a long time. She had disappeared. Now, the whole problem was in the thing of all of that, Corin was made a dame, which made her really resentful. Ability to have children taken away. There's another man in the room, and this has become somewhat traditional, who is a page to the commoners group. I think they actually have a different name. Sadly, it also probably begins with a C. Like 2,000 other groups in here. So it can get really confusing. Anyway, and this happens to be Westland, but nobody realizes it's Westland because of lighting in this room. It's kind of a, you know, it is a room kind of made to be kind of forbidding. If you're brought to this area, you're supposed to feel somewhat judged. and that this is a place to make accusations and judgments. So anyway, Moses is trying to preach the gospel according to Kiami. It's going badly. Korn is completely dismissive. But Samantha is intrigued. Being a person to try to take advantage of anything that comes her way. Although she's just kind of tired enough to say, Korn, you can make the decision about what's to be done with things here. And it looks like all is going to go horribly. But then Davor pipes up. One of the matriarchal council is present. Not sure they've really been excused, but they're not there. And Davor says, I know this person, she would usually be here, but she's not. And it's because she is stealing a brooch from such and such a place. A treasure. And Davor gives enough detail that the sheriffs are dispatched to go and get this woman. Now this leaves Westland trying to the page in the position to kind of have guardianship over Melisandre and Davor. So of course he knows it's his parents. They haven't had a look at him and really don't get much of a look at him. But Melisandre happens to turn, and behold, it's Westland, who she hasn't seen for a few years. And of course, she doesn't want to reveal their relationship in front of this council. So she kind of stops herself just as she recognizes him. Anyway, so then the sheriffs are back, and behold, this high matron was caught red-handed, acquiring this jewel, this brooch, this piece, and and of course, matron is taken away to be dealt with. And Westland, who is the page of Lanalilk, who is high, there's always high versions of things. The high sheriff kind of governing over the commoners and keeping them in check so the matriarchy doesn't have to deal with them anymore. Samantha decides that Melisandre and Davor, under the page Westland, is going to be taken to her house, the palace, as guests for services to Perso, Manitoba. So this is the whole scene that we get. Davor's dreams and prophecies, as we call them, have definitely got them into a door that Mull's more direct trying to preach the gospel wasn't able to. This is going to open up a whole universe for Mull's to preach among the hoity-toity, the high and mighty. So anyway, that's kind of what's happening there. Not much else to be said otherwise. Hopefully that brings you a little bit up to date what's going on. And anyway, so we'll deal with that later. And we'll end this.